Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping a report this hour, Governor Murphy and the First Lady have both tested negative for COVID-19 today, but he will self-isolate anyway for the rest of the week and take another test. Murphy abruptly stepped off the stage at a public event today at Camden County Community College after learning that a senior staff member with whom he had close contact Saturday night tested positive for the virus. Two young brothers have been shot dead in a home in Trenton Tuesday night. Prosecutors say six shots were fired at the second floor of the house on Mulberry Street, killing 8-year-old Johnny Perez and his 16-year-old brother Gustavo. The boys have been at a family outing in front of the home before the shooting occurred. No arrests have been made, and authorities are still piecing together a timeline of events that led to the shooting. Prompted by a health crisis and out loud anti-police attitude, support hotlines for police in New Jersey have seen a significant spike in volume since the start of 2020. Barnegat Police Chief Keith Germain says the law enforcement community has been attempting to get more cops to reach out for help when they need it.
Officers see a lot of traumatic things, and I think we're finally doing a good job of acknowledging that and getting them connected to people who can help them work through that.
Freehold-based cop line says officers are not wired differently from civilians, but they're asked to do and feel differently. A New Jersey appeals court has rejected a recount in a GOP U.S. Senate primary race. Hirsch Singh petitioned for a recount after he lost the primary to Rick Maida, but by about 9,000 votes, claiming he would have won it if the mail-in ballot procedures put in place for the primary were nullified. Singh also sought to invalidate the mail-in ballot procedures for the November election, but the three-judge panel rejected both claims. Purdue Pharma, the company that makes oxycodone, will plead guilty to three federal criminal charges as part of a more than $8 billion settlement. The charges include conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and violating federal anti-kickback laws. The settlement is the highest profile display yet of the federal government seeking to hold a major drug maker responsible for an opioid addiction and overdose crisis linked to more than 470,000 deaths in the country since 2000. As part of an effort to continue its fare modernization initiative, New Jersey Transit has begun installing onboard ticket validators to its entire bus fleet. Spokesman Jim Smith says as customers enter the bus with their paper or a mobile ticket,
they can simply scan the barcode on this electronic validator themselves. So that will validate whether the ticket is valid and allow them entry onto the bus. This is opposed to handing the bus driver that paper ticket.
The idea is to limit customer touch points as much as possible in this COVID world to help reduce the spread of the virus. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Mild weather continues into tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
I've been thinking that for the longest.
News time 3:05. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, we got some trouble on the trunk lanes of the Turnpike on the northbound side coming up to before exit 9. That's a crash. The left lane is currently blocked off. Still moving along pretty well on 287 from Route 80 down to 440. 440 in Jersey City. You've got some construction slowdowns north coming from Clark Avenue back in towards Communipaw Avenue. 280 West and Harrison. Some slow traffic at Route 9 and Old Bridge. Roadwork slowdowns too. And it's also pretty busy on 9 South and a new Friendship Road in Howell. That's a crash. Watch for water main repairs in Tom River 35. North near Holiday Road, and across the Hudson, you've got road work continuing, leaving New Jersey on the lower level George Washington Bridge. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Not good, people. Chemung, the Chemung area has 206 closed at Stokes Road to at Scion, right by the area of at Scion Road, and it's going to be a long detour because you know that is the Pine Barrens, and you're going to have to take Stokes to 541 and creep around at Scion Road. It's going to be a little bit of a detour for you, so just keep that in mind. Technically, it's only closed on the southbound side with this accident, but, you know, it's just a two-lane road there, so it will be messy in that area of Chemung. And traffic looks pretty decent right now on the rest of our rides at 295. No problems. Traffic looks good in Mercer County. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 418, 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 16 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 306.
Jersey Radio.
You guys do a great job on this station.
New Jersey 101.5.
What if you made 5 News Time 308 now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
70s and partial sunshine across New Jersey this afternoon, making for a nice weather Wednesday overall across the Garden State. However, tonight fog will return. It may be dense in spots. Mild temperatures expected as lows only fall to around 60. And tomorrow, probably the warmest day of the week, 75 to 80 under mostly sunny skies. Very nice. But Friday, we go in the other direction as an onshore breeze kicks in. Highs come down to the upper 60s to lower 70s with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a quick shower on Friday too. Bouncing back to the 70s on Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, but Sunday much cooler, 50s with clouds and showers. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Have you noticed more pain since you're working from home and leaning over a kitchen table or sitting on a couch? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. They are here for you. Middle Township, 74 degrees. Montclair, 68. Freehold, 75. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. And to your smartphone, it's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.